今日我哋嘅经文系嚟自哈巴古书二章一到四节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Habakkuk, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4.
我哋会一齐，首先用广东话读，然后再一齐用英文读。
We'll first read this together, first in Cantonese and then together in English.
哈巴古书二章一到四节，第一节。我要站在守望所，立在望楼上观看，看耶和华对我说什么话，我可以什么话向他诉冤。他对我说，将这默示明明地写在板上，使读的人容易读。因为这默示有一定的日期，快要应验，并不虚谎，虽然延迟，还要等候，因为必然临到，不再延迟。加勒底人自高自大，心术不正，为义人因信得生。
Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I will take my stand at my watchpost and station myself on the tower and look out to see what he will say to me and what I will answer concerning my complaint. And the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Behold, his soul is puffed up. It is not upright within him, but the righteous shall live by his faith.
愿神祝福读同埋听佢嘅说话嘅人。
God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
今日程牧师会为我哋讲嘅题目系信心等待同埋生活。
Reverend Wilson Cheng's title for today's message is Faithful Waiting and Living.
The question that Habakkuk poses to us is this: how will you handle or face evil times?
我哋今日要问嘅问题就系你点样？当你面对邪恶嘅时候，你点样去面对咧
？That's the question that Habakkuk has for the people he addressed and for us.
咁呢个问题咧系对当时嘅人嘅要所问嘅，同埋对我哋嘅亦都系要我哋去回答。
As many of you are aware, Habakkuk is a prophet of the living God.
我知道哈巴谷是神的先知。
He's communing with the living God and praying to him and hearing from him.
他向神去说话，同神有沟通，听紧神的说话。
And God reveals to the prophet Habakkuk, what lies ahead for his wayward people, the Israelites, the people of God in the Old Testament.
神就讲俾哈巴谷听，喺呢啲以色列叛逆神嘅人嘅前面嘅路会系点样行。
And what you see in verse 3 is there's quote an appointed time。
咁第三节我哋睇到话有一个预定咗嘅日期。
And that means there's appointed time for all things because God is over all。
因为万事都有个定时，神系喺呢咁事情嘅之上。
Even the ultimate end of the world。When God will finally come in judgment, when God ushers in new heavens and earth, is an appointed time.
甚至乎在这个世界的终结的时候，神去迎来，为我们迎来这个新天新地的时候，这个时候都是一个定期。
And that's a time of rejoicing for the people of God because there's no more sin or waywardness there. All would see face to face the Lord.
对于神的子民在那个时间是一个喜乐的时间，因为不再有罪，不再有死亡，我们能够跟神是面对面。
And as many of you know from the scriptures, you know that there will be no more sin, death and hell in heaven.
唔再有罪，唔再有死亡，唔再有我哋唔再喺地狱里边。
And so Habakkuk is looking forward and outwards to what the Old Testament calls the day of the Lord.
哈巴谷系睇紧呢个将来要嚟嘅时间，你所谓嘅耶和华嘅日子。
The New Testament refers to that as the day of Christ.
而呢个新约圣经会讲到呢个时间系耶稣基督嘅日子。
You see, there's an appointed time for all things.
系万事都有一个定时。
And God speaks, God acts, whether in Habakkuk's day, our day, or in some future day.
神去说话，神会行动，未必喺哈巴谷嘅时间，亦都未必喺我哋呢个时间，又会系喺呢个未来嘅时间。
And a blessed hope for the people who have trusted in the person and work of Jesus Christ is that everything will put right when Jesus comes again to judge the living and the dead.
俾我哋呢啲相信嘅人系一个祝福，因为神呢个应许话佢将来会审判活人同埋死人。
Now with that being said, what's our problem?
咁我哋讲咗呢啲，咁我哋嘅问题喺边一度咧？
Just like Habakkuk, we're tempted to think that God must have abandoned us, because look at what all the mess. Look what's happening today.
就好似哈巴谷咁样，我哋都以为神咧离弃咗我哋，因为我哋睇下周围好似一团糟，立立乱。
And so we too must be reminded that the revelation awaits an appointed time, says verse 3.
我哋都神都要提醒我哋，就好似第三节所讲，神所默示嘅将来嘅事系有一个定期会发生。
Now as a pastor, I realize that's rather cold. It's cold comfort when you're going through difficulties.
对我作为一个牧师来讲，如当你面对这个困难的时候，这样讲你听，对你来讲是一个、其实不是一个真的那么安慰的东西。
Because it doesn't always help. Heartbroken people who are told to just hang on to the living Christ with the assurance of things will get better eventually.
因为如果你对那些伤心的人讲话，你要去、撑住啊，你撑住、拉住耶稣基督啊，因为将来的时间就会变得更加好的了。
But I hope the Holy Spirit and the Word of God reveals to you today that it's very, very important, very, very important to retain a long view, long-term perspective on your life.
我哋藉住圣灵同埋神嘅话语去俾我哋睇到，我哋要有一个对于长远嘅一个睇法，指向将来。
We're reminded of that throughout the Bible. Look at Hebrews 11:26, Moses.It was told us there by the author of Hebrews, has an eternal perspective.
圣经都不断提醒我们，好像希伯来书11:26，我们看到摩西去看到将来。
It says in Hebrews 11, he's looking ahead for his reward.
他是看将来，看他那个赏赐。
He has a long view of life, not just the immediate, a long-term view.
他的目光是很远大，不只是看到现在自己的状况。
That verb that's used looking ahead in Hebrews 11 conveys a sense of fixing our eyes on something. Glued in.
他将来去看那个字在希伯来文里讲，是一个他说我们将我的眼睛是、好像指着看着那一点，望实那里。
It's kind of like the artist. He or she is intently gazing.On that portrait that he or she just painted and is、consumed by that.
就好似一个艺术家，他刚刚完成了一个人像画，他望着自己所完成的画，他都望到出神。
As you see on slide 3, faith that makes a difference is faith that fixes his eyes on the ultimate, not just immediate.
信心的眼睛就是望的，不只是现在目前的，而是看到将来很远的事情。
And so especially in difficult times, in evil times, we must learn to take the long view. For God today and tomorrow has all things under control.
就特别是在困难的时候，在邪恶的世代，我们应该要更加要好像神一样去看将来的时间，我们知道神是掌管着一切。
In fact, that's a prime mark of a Christian who has fixed his eyes on Jesus, that eternal perspective of life.
呢个就系基督徒特别嘅地方，就系话我哋眼睛系望向耶稣基督，佢为我哋嘅信心。
And the Bible tells us it's a supernatural orientation.
呢个系一个超自然嘅一个方向。
But it's an orientation that brings bear upon earthly considerations the fact that there's a heaven and there's a hell.
就系当我哋去更加睇地上嘅事情嘅时候，我哋同时间要知道有地狱同埋有天堂。
And so God told the prophet Habakkuk that his plan for dealing with evil will come, will happen at an appointed time.
所以神去哈巴向哈巴谷讲话，佢喺有一定嘅时间就会去对付呢啲邪恶嘅人。
That God, the faithful one, the one who is just, will establish justice throughout the world.
呢位信实同埋公义嘅神会喺世界上边去再次订立呢个公义。
But that ultimately won't happen until the new heavens and new earth come.
但呢个系要等到将来新天新地嚟嘅时候。
And it will be revealed not in our timetable, not in Habakkuk's timetable, but in God's timetable.
但呢样嘢被揭示出嚟，唔系根据哈巴谷嘅时间表，唔系根据我哋嘅时间表，系根据神嘅时间表。
And you know what that means, which is the major theme in Habakkuk and major theme throughout the Bible. You wait.
个意思就系好似哈巴谷同埋成本圣经嘅主题，就系话你要等候。
God's plan will come to pass, but you wait. That's our job, to wait.
神嘅计划会实现，但系你嘅工作就系要等候。
And the section, this is a brief interlude of this small book in the Old Testament, Habakkuk, you see in verses 1 to 4, that's what he's doing. In chapter 2, he's waiting.
我哋头先读嘅第一到第四节所讲嘅就系话佢要等候。
And in just these brief four verses, you have a number of metaphors, a number of verbs that tell you a lot about this very key theme in the Bible.
就真系单单呢四节咁短嘅经文，有好多嘅动态嘅字去讲到呢个成个圣经嘅一个主题。
In fact, God commands you to wait. Wait on the Lord.
神去指示我哋要去等候神。
And the folly of not waiting for God is that we forfeit the blessing of having God work on our behalf for us.
我哋如果唔去等候神系一件愚蠢嘅事，因为我哋唔俾神去为我哋做佢做嘅嘢。
The evil of not waiting for God is that we oppose God's will. We replace God's will with ours.
而嗰、那个我哋唔去等候神嗰个邪恶嘅地方，就系话我哋抗拒神，去让佢喺我哋生命上边去彰显。
And we don't let God display his mercy through our waiting.
我哋唔俾神系藉住我哋嘅等待去彰显佢自己嗰个怜悯。
And because we're impatient, we impose our own will on the matter.
因为我哋冇耐性，所以我哋将我哋嘅意志系建喺去投射喺我哋嘅事情上边。
So as you'll see on slide 4, God aims to exalt himself. To glorify himself by working for those who patiently wait for him.
神嘅目的就系藉住等候佢嘅子民喺当中去工作，以致佢能够彰显佢嘅荣耀。
And of course, as you see in this book of Habakkuk and all the parts of the Bible, that prayer is the essential activity for waiting for God.
就好似哈巴谷书同埋其他嘅经文所讲嘅，就系话祈祷系一件好重要嘅事情。
Because when you're dependent on God, you pray.Because prayer is acknowledging our helplessness and acknowledging His power.
因为我哋祈祷嘅时候，我哋承认我哋系无力，我哋系依靠佢嘅大能。
So waiting entails calling upon Him.
所以等候就系我哋要去呼求神。
You seek His help. You seek His counsel.
去寻求佢嘅帮助，寻求佢嘅智慧。
And since God's purposes in the world is to exalt.To be exalted for his displaying of his mercy, it's evident why prayer is so often commanded by God.
所以神去叫我哋系要不断嘅祈祷，因为我哋喺等候嘅时候，我哋就等候神喺我哋身上边去彰显佢嘅工作。
Because as many of you are aware, prayer is the antidote for the disease that we often display self-confidence.
因为祈祷就系要对付我哋成日去。展示出嚟嗰个罪就系我哋嘅自我嘅以为自己有信心。
We say, who cares what God says? I know what's best. I'm self-reliant. I'm self-competent.
我哋成日都话，我使乜听神所讲嘅嘢咧？我自己能够足够，能够去做好我要做。
So I'm going to order my life the way I want to.
所以我想去用我自己嘅方法去活我嘅生命。
And when we are self-reliant, we oppose God's goals of getting glory by working for those who wait for Him.
当我哋去自以为我哋能够足够嘅时候，我哋就系对抗神，唔让神喺等候神嘅人嘅身上做工作。
Now, of course, that's an uphill climb for us on Marathon Sunday, right? It's going up that hill, you know, at mile 24.
就好似今日，我哋即系纽约有呢个马拉松一样，对我嚟讲，呢个系好似啊一个上山嘅路，系好困难。
And so it would help us to compare and contrast our view, humanity's view, versus God's view.
所以我哋要去睇下，比较一下人嘅睇法同埋神嘅睇法系点样。
Just let me ask you, what do you hear every day from your culture? What do you hear every day?
喺我哋今日文化嘅里边，我哋成日听到嘅系啲咩声音咧？
You have unlimited potential.
佢话你有无限嘅可能。
Work hard, and you'll reach your potential. Of your humanity.
你努力啲去做，努力啲去工作，努力啲去发掘，你就能够去达到你嘅人性嗰个极。
Right, that's our perspective.
潜能.
Who needs God? I can do it.
呢个就系我哋嘅睇法。你话边一个要神咧？我自己都做得到啦。
But in contrast to that, God spells out in His Word that we are in essence unbelievably limited.
但神话我哋其实系好有限。
And I'll just give you two. Two important limitations that God spells out clearly in the Word.
神喺个话语里边讲，我哋有听有个好重要嘅，我哋有两个嘅限制。
First, we humans are limited in time.
第一系就系话我哋有时间嘅限制。
If you took all recorded history and condensed it into 1 hour, right? You got it? Got that illustration? All of history condensed in 1 hour.
如果你将所有人类嘅历史去浓缩埋一个钟头，
you know how long you're here for?
你知唔知你喺当中嗰个时间占咗几多咧？
A fraction of a millisecond. That's the time you're here on this earth.
可能只系万分之一秒，你喺呢个地上嘅时间就只系好似万分之一秒咁多。
Right? Now you might. I find it difficult to gain a certain perspective and a certain way of seeing might be difficult to attain to see that ultimate reality.
其实对我们来说,
but from that illustration, that condensed 1 hour of all of history, we're here on earth just for a millisecond.
但我们如果是这样看整个人类的历史的时候，我们其实只是当中是百万分之一秒。
So you're very limited.
你很有限。
Time.
你喺时间嘅里边系好有限，
and we're slaves then to our own cultures, to our own positioning.
我哋亦都好似系喺呢个我哋嘅文化、我哋嘅位置里边，好似做一个奴隶一样。
But we're not only limited in time. The second thing that we're limited to is we're limited in scope.
除咗我哋喺时间里边受限制之外，而且并且系我哋嘅眼界亦都受到限制。
And let me illustrate that to you too. Don't look behind you. Look what's going on right now on Parsons Boulevard.
不如你只系望住前边，你唔好睇下啊！你知唔知道 Parsons Boulevard 有咩事发生咧？
Or put it more simply, what's happening downstairs right now?
或者喺楼下 basement 里边有咩事发生咧？
You don't know.
你唔知道。
Right? You don't know. You're limited in scope.
你唔知道，因为你嘅眼界受到限制。
You don't know what's even happening downstairs in this building.
你甚至乎唔知道楼下发生嘅咩事。
And I didn't even expand the scope to the five boroughs of New York City or New York State or the USA or the world.
又或者纽约市，又或者纽约州，甚至乎世界上边各地有咩事发生。
You're limited in time and scope.
你系有限嘅，无论喺时间里边，喺你嘅眼界嘅里边。
Even with your sophisticated smartphone, you're limited.
纵使你有一个智能嘅电话，但系你都好有限。
There's only a certain amount of windows you can open on that thing and view it in all the one and all in one place.
咁你个电话里边系能够打开嘅嘢系好有限。
Human ingenuity is limited.
人嘅智慧有限。
Think of another example. Maybe you are in the medical profession. How about antibiotics?
譬如, 另一个例子就是抗生素。
That's wonderful. A wonderful invention, right? A wonderful finding. Antibiotics, right? It's not an invention, it's a finding, right?
一个很奇妙的发现,一个发明。
And it's helped so many people.
帮助很多人。
And but you know, it's limited because certain bacteria, antibiotics, is not strong enough to overcome those bacteria.
但它也有个限制,因为不是所有的病菌都会被这些抗生素会杀了。
And bacteria tends to mutate, right? And so bacteria eventually sometimes can overcome the strong antibiotic.
这些病菌可能会转变,并且可以对抗这些抗生素。
And we all know the COVID-19 vaccine is great. It's a marvel, right?
我们知道这个新冠病的疫苗都有功用。
But why is it that it has to be updated all the time?
但为什么要经常更新有新的出来呢?
Because it's limited.
因为它是有限的。
Because we can't really resolve the problem.
因为我们不是能够真正解决问题。
We celebrate, we think we can, but is that a reality?
我们去庆祝我们以为能够解决这个问题,但这个不是真的。
Other new problems arise that I didn't even mention.
同样的,其他人的发明也一样。
Because there are more deadly viruses in the world, right? That's going to develop and spread.
将来也是这样,甚至乎有更多的致命的病毒会出现。
And so we deceive ourselves in thinking that our humanity has the answers, apart from God, for life's difficulties.
我们以为人能够解决所有的问题。
And besides all of that, you know what the clincher is? No one has deceived you or failed you more than yourself.
没人比你自己更加会使到你自己失败。
You can't point to anyone in the world that is more of a liar to you than yourself.
其实你全世界最大的说谎者是你自己。
You are your worst enemy.
你是你自己最大的敌人。
For all the applause humanity gets, we deceive ourselves.
在人所有得到所大众多的赞许里面,人是欺骗人自己。
Habakkuk sees that God's people are acting in an idolatrous, wicked manner.
哈巴谷看到神的子民是拜偶像,是邪恶的。
And the prophet of God says to the Lord God, why are you idly watching all of this evil?
哈巴谷向神讲话,神啊,为什么你看到这些这么邪恶的东西? 邪恶的人,你什么都不做呢?
God responds to Habakkuk, oh, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to send the ruthless Chaldeans who are more evil to Jerusalem to judge the Israelites and destroy you.
神说什么呢? 神说,我会将那些更加邪恶的加勒底人来到去审判你们。
And then Habakkuk kind of sweet talks God and answers, surely that's not going to happen.
但哈巴谷向神说,你不会这样做的。
Surely, Lord, you're too holy for that.
他说,神啊,你太过圣洁,你不会这样做的。
Surely, God, you wouldn't do that.
他说,神啊,你不会这样做的。
He's kind of buttering up God.
好像去慢慢去哄神,不会这样做。
And then, beginning of chapter 2.
然后我们去到第二章。
You see, Habakkuk got a little swagger in him, doesn't he?
哈巴谷去慢慢这样说了。
He's like, I'm going up to stand out on the watchtower and see what God will say to me concerning these things.
他说我好像很有自信一样,我要上到这个楼台的上面去看看神会怎么做。
Now, what are some of the ways Habakkuk reveals to us how do we wait on the Lord?
哈巴谷给我们看到我们怎样可以去等候神。
And I'm going to state the obvious first. It's on slide 5. He says to wait patiently, verse
3.
It says there, God says, for the revelation awaits an appointed time. Though it lingers, wait for it.
他说这些默示有一定的日期,我就快要应验,虽然迟延,但是你仍然要等候。
Now, Habakkuk is very confused when he hears that, right?
哈巴谷听到这样讲的时候,就好像很混乱了。
In fact, he's more than confused. He's very upset.
不单止是混乱, 并且是他好像不开心一样。
See, Habakkuk is searching. He's looking for answers.
哈巴谷是要找一个答案。
And God says, I'm going to give you some answers, Habakkuk.
神说,哈巴谷,我会给一些答案你。
I'm going to send you divine revelation, but it's going to take some time.
我会将这些默示去给你,但是你需要一些时间。
But I'll give it to you, but you got to wait. You got to wait for it.
我会给你,但是你要等候。
And that word wait is simply to be patient. That's what it means in Hebrew.
希伯来书的等候那个字其实就是说我们要有耐性。
Let me illustrate. Let's suppose you're waiting for a city bus.
譬如你等候,等一架巴士。
But it doesn't come. It's broken down.
它不来,它好像坏了车一样。
And you see that on your app. And you see that, and it says, in fact, three of them are broken down. You're not going to be waiting for a while.
你在你的手机的程式里面看到,三架巴士都坏了。
So you have a choice. You can wait patiently, or you go home.
你可以有选择,你可以继续去耐心地等,第二就是说你自己行。
But if you go home, you might not get to work, and you might get fired.
你转头回家,你可以这样做,但是可能你回不到工,你可能会被人炒鱿鱼。
Or, it's another simple illustration, suppose you're waiting for the doctor in his office, or her office.
或者你在医生的诊所里面去等这个医生。
And as you know, you wait, and you wait, and you wait.
你都知道你要等。
And you're not called into the other room to see the doctor, and you're wondering what's going on.
他还没叫你进房,你在想,发生什么事呢?
Well, you have a choice. You could go up there to the administrative desk there and say, what's happening?
你可以去柜台里面问一下发生什么事,他们告诉你要等。
Or you go home and don't see the doctor, and you lose out on seeing the doctor.
或者你可以转头就回家,你不等看医生了。
Waiting on the Lord
等候神,
requires practicing patience.
就需要的,要忍耐,要有耐性。
Even when everything makes no sense, right? When you're confused, you're perplexed, you're angry, you wait patiently.
总之你觉得很混乱,不知道怎样的时候,但是你仍然要有耐心地去等待。
You don't know what's going on in your life.
你不知道你生命里面什么事发生着。
You're in the midst of difficulties, but you don't give up. You don't blow off steam.
你在你的困难里面,你不是就这样去发脾气,发怒。
God says to wait patiently on him.
神说你要有耐性地去等待他。
Be patient in your troubles, in your circumstances, says the Lord.
神说在你的困难,在你的处境里面,你要有耐性。
Now a lot of people will respond, I wish I could do that, but I'm not that type.
很多人就会说,希望我可以做到,但我不是那种人。
And you know what my answer to that type of person would be? What do you mean?
我的答案,我们就会问他,究竟你说的是什么意思呢?
And a person would usually say, I wish I had the patience, but I don't.
那个人可能就会说,我希望我有那种耐性,但我不是那种人。
Well, patience is not a germ that you catch or you don't catch.
但是耐性这件事不是好像一种病菌,你会 接触到或者接触不到。
Patience in scripture, in the Bible, comes from a couple of deliberate actions.
圣经里面所讲的耐性是包含了几种的行动。
Patience comes, according to the Bible, from a deliberate act of humility.
其中之一就是说,是要主动的去行出你的谦卑。
I'll show you.
我给你看看。
James 4:13.
雅各书4章13节,
which is on slide 5, we read this in James. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, make money. Why do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? Skipping to verse 15, instead you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. Chinese on slide 6.
雅各书里面, 他说你们有话说今天明天我们要往某城里去在那里住一年做买卖得利其实明天如何你们还不知道第十五节他说你们只当说主若愿意我们就可以活着也可以做这些话做那事
James 4 continues and says you have your plans and you know how things ought to work but you don't
第四章继续说,你知道这些事情如何进展,但其实你不是真的知道。
Right, we say, oh, this is going to happen, that's going to happen.
你说这件事这样发生,那件事这样发生。
You really don't know.
但其实你不是真的知道它会这样发生。
And because you don't know, you ought to say, well, if it's the Lord's will, then this or that would happen.
就是因为你不知道,所以你要说,如果主是愿意的时候,这些会这样发生。
See, the average person, when things go wrong, you know what we do?
当有事情出错的时候,我们怎么做呢?
We either get angry or we despair.
我们可能会觉得绝望,可能会觉得愤怒。
We think of our worry and our fears, feelings we can't help.
我们感到自己害怕,我们感到很沮丧,我们帮不到自己。
But James, that New Testament letter, is saying, These feelings arise out of an assumption of our own omniscience, our own all-knowingness.
雅各说,我们有这样的感受,完全是基于我们以为自己是全知的,什么都知道。We
assume we're all-knowing.
我们以为我们自己什么都知道。But
when we assume that, and which is wrong, we're all-knowing, we're really saying, oh, this is awful. Why? Because XYZ isn't happening. That's why things are awful.
为什么这么说呢? 因为我们以为我们全知的时候,我们就会说,1、2、3这几件事没发生,真的很差了。
But how do you know that?
你怎么知道呢?
It says in James, you don't know. That's what it says, you don't know.
雅各书说你不知道。
You're upset, but you don't know.
你是不开心,但是你不知道。
You're assuming you're omniscient.
你以为你自己什么都知道,
All-knowing like the living God.
你以为好像神一样全知,
but even the wisest person in this room does not see the end.
但纵使在这个地方里面,最聪明的人,他都看不到最终那一点会是怎样。
When you fall apart, because this something in my life has to happen and it doesn't happen, you're saying you know.
当你生命里面有些事没发生,然后你觉得很沮丧,很低落的时候,因为你以为你自己什么都知道。
But that's a falsehood. You're not omniscient.
但你的想法是错的,因为你不是全知的。
Only God knows the beginning from the end.
只有神知道由始到终是怎样。
And so your breakdown is coming from a certainty that you know, but you don't.
我们的沮丧是基于我们以为我们自己是什么都知道,但是我们不知道。
So the scriptures make absolutely clear, be humble, be deliberate in your act of humility.
所以圣经很清楚地告诉我们,我们要去刻意的是要谦卑自己。
And that's one way to be patient.
这个就是能够有耐性的其中之一的方法。
Now when you meet disappointments with patience, you know what it turns you into? Something good.
当你在等待的耐性里面,你会遇上失望的时候,有什么事会发生呢? 会将你变得更加好。And
this is on slide 7 and 8. I'll show you. James 1, verses 2 to 4 in the NIV says this.
雅各书1章2至4节.
Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
他说,我的弟兄们,你们乐在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐,因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐,但忍耐也当成功,使你们成全,完备,毫无缺欠。
It says something similar in Romans 5, 3 to 5 in the English Standard Version.
同样在罗马书,
not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
You see what the Apostle Paul and the author James is telling us?
你看不看到保罗同埋雅各书嘅作者讲俾你听咩嘢呢？
When bad things happen, if you meet it with patience, it turns you into a person of character, a person of poise.
当有坏嘅事情发生，而你用耐性去面对嘅时候，就会能够将你嘅人嘅个性去改变，变得更加系冷静。
You know, when I was in elementary school, I used to get these bad splinters in my fingers.
当小学的时候，我们常常手指呢会惨到刺。
And you know, of course, if it's really deep in there, you got to go to a doctor and they probably get a scalpel and pluck it out, right?
如果可能插得很深的时候，可能你要医生那里去帮你去解开，拿它出来。
But often it's dug into the skin where somehow maybe your parent, in my case, my mom, would try to dig it out. You know, she would try to sterilize one of these sewing needles and try to dig into your finger.
但可能喺表皮嘅时候咧，可能你嘅父母咧就可以能够帮到你。咁但系佢会咧用或者钳或者乜嘢都好，可以喺个表皮去尽量撩佢出嚟。
You had to hold still, right? You're a little kid. Yeah, but you had to hold still because somebody's plucking away under the outer layer of skin to try to get the splinter out, right?
咁但系你作为一个小朋友，你个父母咁样做嘅时候咧，你都要好安静、好定咁样俾佢咁样整。
Right, because if you leave the splinter in, it'll be worse, right? It might get infected.
如果唔系，你就咁就将呢条刺咧留喺你嘅皮肤下边咧，可能会变得更加差，可能会有发炎。
But you can't be fidgety, right? Because your mom or your parent has to get that thing out.
但是你都不可以很烦躁，因为你的父母要尝试将这条刺挑出来。
That's why when you have something of a medical procedure, right? Sometimes you need anesthesia, right? Because you can't be wailing around on the operating table when somebody cuts you into you.
所以你可能要做手术或者做什么的程序的时候，可能医生要帮你去麻醉，因为他不可以让你呢动来动去在个手术台上面。
The person, the expert,In this case, the surgeon can't help you if you're just wailing around on an operating table, right?
因为你在一个台上面，或者你是俾你的父母要挑条刺的时候，你不可以喐来喐去啊。
So when disappointments, bad circumstances happen to you, you can either fuss, you can become bitter, or be patient.
有坏的事情发生的时候，你可能一系就好嬲啊，好埋怨，一系你就要好有耐性。
And if you practice patience in Jesus Christ, God can turn you into something which is actually in the end a better person, more peaceable.
在耶稣基督里面，你去忍耐去等候的时候，神就将你变得更加好。
Somebody of great character who can endure.
一个有好好的品格的人能够去忍耐。
So when trouble hits you,You're either going to drive you towards getting a better prayer life, or it's going to do the opposite. You're going to push God further away.
当麻烦你的时候，一系你就会有一个更加好的祈祷生命，反之你就会将神呢系拒诸千里。
That's why to have a good prayer life, there has to be pressure. You're not going to have a good prayer life unless God puts pressure on you. You know that.
你有一个好的祷告的生命，一定会有。一定要有一啲压力喺你嘅生命。
Because you and I are sinners, you're not going to seek the Lord in prayer unless God puts pressure on you.
因为你同我都系罪人，如果唔系神去推逼我哋嘅时候，我哋唔会真系走去神嗰度去好好嘅祈祷。
Look at Job 23:10. I have it on slide 9.
例如雅各书系咪
？Job says God knows what He's doing with me, which is another way of saying I don't.
例如约伯记23:10，他说他知道我所行的路。
You see, when Job says in Job 23:10, God knows what he's doing with me, I don't, that's practicing patience.
当约伯说神知道我所行的路的时候，其实就是约伯讲紧就话我不知道。约伯是要，亦都是很有耐性地等候。
Because Job is acknowledging his utter dependence on God.
因为约伯宣称紧佢完全嘅依靠神。
He's saying, "Look, Lord, I don't know what's going on. I have no idea."
约伯话喺我生命发生紧嘅事，我完全唔知道点解。
I have no idea why the world's such a mess.
我唔知道点解呢个世界一塌糊涂。
Then he says, "When God has tested me, I'll come forth as gold."
由约伯话他试炼我之后咧，我必如精金。
See, waiting on the Lord means not giving up, not panicking, not flustering.
等候神就是说不要放弃，不要慌张，不要慌乱。
It's being patient under your circumstances, even though you're confused and perplexed.
就是说在你的处境里面，纵使是你很混乱，你很困惑，但是你要有耐性。
It's deliberate. It's a deliberate act of humility and a desire for personal and spiritual growth.
这个是一个主动的行动，要谦卑下来，是同埋要去渴求你生命的成长，你的灵性的成长。
But as you see on slide 9, it's not only about patience, right?
但不单止是关乎到你的耐性。
When you wait on the Lord, you have to wait with a certain perspective about life.
当你等候神的时候，你要用某一些的看法去等候。
Look at that image in verse 1.Of Habakkuk chapter 2.
看回哈巴谷书第二章第一节。
See, it's a tower, the watchtower, as the English Standard Version translates that.
他说立在这个望楼上面。
You know, why back then did the cities have watchtowers? Why?
在以前的城市里面怎么会有望楼呢?
Well, it's obvious, right?Because you can't see anything down on the ground. If you want to see and protect yourself, you got to have somebody way up there to see what's coming towards you, right?
因为当你在地面的时候，你不知道远处有什么来着，可能是敌人。所以你要知道有什么事发生，将来可能会发生的时候，你要站高一点去看。
They didn't have sophisticated radar back then. So you need the people to be alert on the watchtower, right? A sentinel.Someone who's disciplined enough to not fall asleep and watch what's coming ahead so you can warn people about the danger that's coming.
因为当时没有雷达，所以他们要有些人站在一个高楼的上面，他们还要不可以瞌睡，否则他们看楼东西，他要时时的去看着。
And then you'll be ready. You'll be ready and waiting for the trouble.
咁你喺度等嘅时候，你去观望嘅时候咧，你能够当麻烦你嘅时候，你就有好好嘅准备。
So what does Habakkuk mean?
哈巴谷讲嘅系咩意思咧
？He means I'm waiting on the Lord by going into the tower.
佢话我喺呢个高楼上边去等候神。
And what that really means is you must not just simply look at your problems. You have to put it in a bigger perspective, a perspective that the Bible tells you about.
就是说你不可以只是看你自己的问题，而是你要有一个眼界，好像圣经所讲给我们看到，我们要看远一点。
Here's the New Testament example in slide 10 of going into your watchtower.
新的圣经里面也有个例子。
In the King James Version, Romans 8:18, the Apostle Paul says, For I reckon.
罗马书八章十八节，保罗他说我想，我想。
I'll give you the...Tire verse a little in a moment, but focus on that, those words. For I reckon, that's the Greek word logizomai.
咁啊，希腊文嘅字就 logizomai 呢个字就系话我去谂，我去思想。
If you had a Greek lexicon, looking up what's the root, what the meaning of the various uses of logizomai, it means to calculate, to think it out, to add it up.
咁希腊文嗰个字根讲到乜嘢咧？就系话我要去。计算，我要慢慢去加起嚟，我要去思考。
You work the details out.
你好好嘅去谂下当中嗰个细节。
Paul saying, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us."
保罗喺嗰句经文，佢话咩？我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
If you're familiar with Apostle Paul's life, which you ought to be as a Christian, he had a lot of suffering.
你熟悉保罗的生命，他都有很多的苦难。
A lot of things went wrong for the Apostle Paul.
很多的事好像是好不好的发生。
He had a physical problem, perhaps with his eyes.
可能他眼睛是有问题。
He was fiercely persecuted.
他被逼迫,
he faced all kinds of problems.
他面对很多个问题,
and he says in Romans 8, I put things in a proper perspective.
他说什么?他说我要在一个正确的眼界去看这些事情。
My sufferings look really big until I compare them to the glory that will be revealed to me.
当我将我的受苦和将来要给我得到的荣耀去比较的时候，这些苦楚就微不足道。
And so what Paul is doing in Romans 8 is basically what Habakkuk is doing in Habakkuk 2. He's going to the watchtower.
保罗在这里所讲的就好像哈巴谷书第二章所讲的，他去到这个望楼的上边。
But he's getting there to pray and looking at things with the big picture.
他上去上边去祈祷，他让自己去睇得一个更加大嘅图画。
And suddenly, he realizes his sufferings are kind of tiny and small compared to the big picture.
他突然间就睇到佢嗰受嗰个苦，相比起呢个大图画，其实系真系微不足道。
That is very practical.
呢个好实在嘅。
He's sick, but he gets into the prayer tower.
他病，但他去到这个祈祷的望楼上面。
He doesn't just pray anything, he prays with his Bible.
他用他圣经去祈祷。
And you realize only the sickness that can really kill me, because he gets the big picture, is sin. But that's gone now, because Jesus died for me.
然后他就发现，唯一能够去杀了他那个病，就是这个罪。但是现在已经不是这样，因为耶稣基督为他已经死了。
Yes, I could get sick and I could die, but Jesus paid it all to him I owe.
我会病，我会死，但是耶稣基督已经为我付上了一切。
So the only sickness in the big picture that can really kill me is sin, but Jesus paid for it already.
在这个大图画里面能够杀我的就只有罪，但是耶稣基督已经为我付上代价。
So why am I worrying despite the circumstances?
那我在这个处境里面，为什么我还要担心呢?
So what's Paul doing?
保罗所讲的是什么呢?
He's pondering, meditating on the glory that's to come for him, the believer.
他思想将来他要得到那个荣耀。
But he's doing that until it gets deep down into him, the core of his being.
他这样做，他要直接将这个事实呢，是入到他自己的心里面。
And he looks at his suffering and he can handle it.
然后他看他的苦难，他能够去面对。
Do you see that? Do you do that?
你是不是这样做呢?
Do you know how to do that?
你知不知道可以怎样做呢?
That's waiting on God. That's a major theme in the Bible.
这个就是去等候神，这个是圣经里面一个主题。
But that waiting is not passive. It's not passive waiting.
这个等候不是被动的。
It means think it out. Logizomai. I reckon. I ponder. I realize. That the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that's mine, that will be revealed to me.
他是要去很主动的，要去思想，去思考，去计算，就是说将来的要显出来的荣耀，对比起现在的苦难，这些苦难实在微不足道。
And then I can handle anything that comes my way.
然后我能够面对要向我冲过来的事。
And handle it in a way that's pleasing. To my Lord.
我能够用神喜悦的方法去面对这些事情。
You see, that's having a deliberate perspective, putting on that humility, putting on that patience, but doing it, seeing the big picture.
这个就是说你有一个深思熟虑的一个观点去看这个大的图画。
That's not all waiting is, but I'm out of time. And so next time, I'll give you more that what it means to wait on the Lord, it's an active type of waiting.
下次我们会继续讲话，怎样去等候神，是一个主动的行动。
In fact, waiting has various meanings, right? Like a waiter, a waitress serves the customer as they come in to eat.
去等候也都有个意思，就好似一个侍应去喺个台侧边去服侍佢嘅顾客一样。
And Jesus shows us ultimately how to have patience and how to wait.
耶稣基督俾我哋睇到就系点样去等候等待
，right? Because he lays aside everything to come for us.
因为佢将所有嘢都放低，系嚟到为我哋嚟到。
How is it that he lays aside the joys of heaven above to come
佢将天上嘅喜乐荣耀都放低，而嚟到呢个世界上边。
He's actually waiting on you. That is serving you. That wait, like a waiter, a waitress, right?
佢去等候你就好似侍应咁样，而佢嚟去服侍你。
He serves you by dying for you, by going to the cross.
佢藉住去十字架上边去死亡，嚟到去服侍你。
So why can't you wait on him?
咁点解你唔可以去等候佢咧
？If you see him waiting on you, then If you grasp that, you can wait on him.
佢系服侍你等候你，你都系可以去等候佢。
In fact, you could do that with joy.
你能够用喜乐嘅去咁样做。
You can wait obediently, actively, with a proper perspective.
你能够主动嘅系有一个正确嘅视野去等候等待。
And then you can handle anything.That comes your way in this wicked world.
你就能够去面对呢个邪恶世界所发生嘅事情。
Father, I pray that you would help us to grasp and understand what you're saying through the prophet Habakkuk to us this morning.
因为你求你俾我哋能够去明白哈巴谷书今天所讲嘅说话。
Lord, we're not absolutely certain that we are in evil times, but certainly times aren't too good.As we look around us,
我哋睇到我哋喺一个邪恶嘅世代周围嘅发生。
And so help us to be ready. Help us not to be foolish, not to be deceived by the things of this world.
叫我哋唔好俾呢个世界去蒙骗，叫我哋唔好做愚蠢嘅人。
To think, Lord, that we have the know-how to solve our problems in and of ourselves.
唔好让我哋去欺骗自己，以为能够靠我哋自己去解决所有嘅问题。
Help us to realize, Lord, we need to wait on you.
俾我哋知道我哋要等候等候你。
May you teach us, Lord, that today.
主啊，今天教导我哋。
We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
奉耶稣基督嘅名求，阿门。